Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
One of the things with YouTube advertising is that when you actually go into your targets and you go into try to, adjust the bidding for, your cost per view, Google actually hides, something in a dropdown.
Welcome to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What's up, everybody? Rick Mulready here. And if you've been listening since the first episode, thank you. You rock. If this is your first episode, well, you still rock. Welcome. Let me break the show down for you. My goal here at the Art of Paid Traffic podcast is for this to be your one-stop shop for learning everything that you need to know about paid traffic. You're going to get the best tips, the best tactics, and the best strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot without having to empty your wallet in the process. Paid traffic is what fuels the sales machine in your business and allows you to know exactly where your next lead and sale are going to come from. Want to create freedom in your business? Learn from the best experts in paid traffic what strategies are working and not working right now here at the Art of Paid Traffic. Cool, right? All right, today we're continuing our mini-series on YouTube ads. This is actually going to be the last episode in this mini-series before moving on to some other paid traffic strategies. Don't worry, we'll always be coming back to YouTube ads. And today I've got Eric Hsu, who's the CEO of a digital marketing agency called Single Grain, joining me here on this episode. Eric's got a really cool story in that he has spent tens of thousands of dollars on YouTube ads, actually blowing through five figures in ads when he first started out. And today he's going to share his learnings. Specifically, we're going to dive into the keys to success for targeting your YouTube ads. But first, I do want to thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is ShortStack. ShortStack is a self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, high-converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. Whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you like to get down with some HTML or CSS, you're going to love the ease of using ShortStack. To get started using them for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, Eric, thanks for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. What's up, man?
Hey man, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you are the CEO of Single Grain. I want to start off with, what is Single Grain and what do you guys have going on there?
Yeah. So Single Grain we're a digital marketing agency, originally started in San Francisco, and now we're down here in Los Angeles. And, we do things like search engine optimization, YouTube advertising, Facebook ads, conversion rate optimization, and content marketing. I've worked with a lot of Fortune 500 companies to technology startups, and yeah, that's where we're at today.
Cool. And so what's kind of your background, as the CEO of Single Grain? What were you doing before that?
Yeah. It's a very interesting story. So before Single Grain, I was, I was the head of growth at an online education startup called Treehouse. And, being at a tech startup, we were doing a lot of crazy things. A lot of things were flying around. And, we were able to make YouTube advertising work for us. And, it became our number one user acquisition channel. And then I was approached later to kind of help run operations at Single Grain, which is Something I didn't really do much of. You know, I figured I ran the, you know, I ran the marketing team there, and now, you know, running operations is a new challenge. So moved over to Single Grain. We added a, you know, changed things structurally, added a bunch of new services, and, you know, now we're at where we're at today.
Cool, cool. So what did you, and we're going to get into this, but I'm curious what you found to be working with YouTube ads as far as customer acquisition.
Yeah, so, you know, a bit of warning for everyone before you jump into YouTube advertising. I blew, you know, a healthy five-figure amount, and I looked like a total idiot the first few weeks, but we ended up seeing some traction with it. So first thing with YouTube advertising is that you have to understand that there is a barrier to entry. You need to have a really good video creative, and you have to be willing to spend some dough and be willing to let it, you know, kiss it goodbye if it doesn't work. So what really worked with YouTube advertising, and you're going to see more and more people doing this, the TrueView in-stream ads, these are the preview, yes, the pre-roll ads that you can, the 5 seconds that you can skip, mm-hmm, those actually convert the best by far against any other ad formats that there are on YouTube.
So, okay, so let's talk about that for a second, because I do want to get into targeting, because I know that, you know, when it comes to my background's Facebook ads, and when it comes to targeting is by far the most important aspect of your Facebook ads. But, you know, TrueView, for people who don't know what that is, kind of, and I'm sure that they've seen it on when they're watching a video on YouTube and maybe don't really realize what's going on there. Mm-hmm. But just give a quick background about what that is.
Yeah. So a TrueView ad is, there's a bunch of different ad formats. So when you're about to watch a video, like I mentioned earlier, you know, there's an ad that pops up. You have five, you know, after 5 seconds, they'll say, hey, you can skip this video, right? These are the ads that come before the actual video. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are other ad formats where you can actually force people to watch like a pre-roll ad, which is, you know, before the video, or like a mid-roll, which is in the middle of the video. Yeah. But, you know, that's in general what a TrueView ad is. That's kind of just what, you know, YouTube or Google decided to call it.
Okay, so you only pay as an advertiser when they watch a certain amount of the video. Is that right?
Yeah, so to dive a little deeper into that, what happens is, you know, if you're paying per view, you're not actually going to be charged for that view unless they watch 30 seconds of the video or they finish the video, whichever comes first. Mm. So you're essentially getting free impressions if people are just skipping or watching, you know, before the video, before the 30 seconds.
Cool. Okay. So let's really dive into targeting for YouTube ads, because, you know, I'm guessing that is probably one of the most crucial aspects of when you're setting up your ads. So what are some keys to success with targeting when it comes to YouTube ads? And after we go through this, I'd love to hear, you know, a little bit more, if we can, some specifics about some campaigns that you either have worked on or are working on right now that are working really well because of the targeting that you've set up.
Yeah, perhaps we can tie both of them together even
for
right
sure
now. So it's really helpful, especially, and it really depends on the industry that you're working with. So let's just take online education, for example, right? Mm-hmm. If you're trying to teach people how to do like web design or coding or anything like that, you know, it's very simple. You know, you type in learn HTML, you know, HTML tutorial, things like that. And, you know, you do typical, you know, Google keyword research. You know, you dive into the keyword planner, or you might use whatever tools that you have and see what keywords are really driving volume. And then you make a theme of keywords that are very similar, you know, 15 to 20 keywords perhaps. And then you just, you know, make perhaps 3 or 4 different themes in the beginning, so you're not spreading yourself too thin. And you see which one drives traction, right? You know, which one's driving a lot of clicks, and which one, you know, at a cheap, you know, cost per view, and you decide which one you want to scale out from there.
Okay.
So to build on that example, you know, learn HTML, HTML tutorial. There's also HTML for nerds, or like HTML for dummies, whatever it is. You just keep building on that, and then you'll find something that works. And in addition to using kind of the display keyword themes that I just talked about, you can also target, you know, specific channels or specific videos as well. And that's something that wasn't that easy in the past before, but now you can use something called V-Roll, which is V as in Victor, EEroll.com, I believe. And they will actually find you all these videos that, first of all, have very strong ratings, and second of all, have a lot of views. So whatever, if you're like selling like plungers online or whatever, you can find things that are more related to like DIY, these specific videos that you never would have found on your own. So that is now within your hands as well.
So are you guys using, because I depending on when this episode comes out, I've already reached out to Gideon Shalwick, who is one of the founders there at VRoll, to have him on to talk about that. So if you're listening and you've already heard that episode, okay, cool. If you haven't, that is coming up. But first, a word from our sponsor, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show. So are you guys using VRoll right now?
Yeah, so we have actually just started testing it as of last week, and the targets that we're getting are insane. We're actually blown away by it. So it's like I said, like if you do something like as boring as selling plungers online, like you still have a shot with YouTube advertising if the costs, you know, back out for you.
Sure. So you talked about the different groups like Learn HTML and so forth. Can you dive into that a little bit more deeply as far as how somebody might A, come up with those keywords, and B, how they might group them together in the different, but also with the different groups that they have going on. So what's the best way, quote unquote, to do that?
Yeah. So the best way, and I would definitely recommend looking for Brad Ged's, advanced guide to AdWords. That's pretty much how you should create like a display keyword set. So what happens is, let's say, I am running like I'm teaching people HTML, CSS, and perhaps I'm teaching them JavaScript as well. So I would separate these, and then I would look for, first of all, I would hypothesize, if I'm trying to learn HTML or if I'm looking for videos like that, what should I be typing in? Hmm. Then I would go to the Google Keyword Planner like you would typically when you're doing keyword research.
Sure.
Type in, learn HTML, and then I'll see what type of words are popping up, and then I'll look for the volume there. I might even use one of my tools, SEMrush, which I believe you can use, on a small trial basis as well to see, how much volume these keywords are driving. And then from there, I would tightly group the keywords together. So all the learn keywords, learn, tutorial, guide, things like that, I would group together. Typically, up to 15 keywords, no more than 20 keywords.
Okay.
And then I would make like a new set after that. But a lot of them, it's the learn type of stuff. And then sometimes, people are looking for, free stuff, right? So, HTML for free, HTML, like cheap guide or something like that.
Yeah.
And I might make another set like that and then continue making sets if I figured out that HTML is my moneymaker for the time being.
Sure. So at what point do you kind of move on from a themed group there when, you're like, this is not working? At what point do you kind of move on to sort of scale out or optimize into other groups or create a whole brand new one?
Yeah. So I think, people like to say, I think a lot of in the technology startup world, people like to burn like $5,000 and then give up. that's kind of where they're at. I think that's a good starting point, I think. But it really depends on the business itself. I personally think $5,000 is okay, but if you just can't, if it's clearly not working in the beginning, like there's no traction, there's no clicks, like nothing, and you've tried a bunch of things in the first few weeks, mm-hmm. then yeah, it's fine to throw in the towel. I think really you don't want to be too rigid when it comes to these things. I think you're looking for traction, you're kind of investing in these other areas, and then once you find something, you go all in on that and kind of pause on the other ones,
sure.
which is what I did in the beginning. And then once we started to figure out that one, it started to become more saturated, then we started saying, okay, how can we expand this more? Can we do international? Can we do video retargeting? That worked really well. Mm-hmm. What other areas can we target? Can we target specific videos? So there's a lot of different areas to play in when it comes to YouTube ads.
Sure. And you mentioned at the very beginning when we started talking that you went through five figures to kind of until you were able to figure some things out. Now, this is previously. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, when we're doing paid traffic like this, there is definitely a testing period, and a lot of that testing period is going to be, yes, we're losing money, but it is an investment because we're able to learn, take the learnings from what's going on here and improve it, just like you just mentioned. So what was going on? Was it the targeting? What was off when you were going through that, five-figure sort of learning period?
Yeah, so really good question. It was really the targeting that was screwing us up. And one of the things with YouTube advertising is that when you actually go into your targets and you go into try to, you know, adjust the bidding for your cost per view, Google actually hides, you know, something in a drop down. They hide the bidding for the each specific ad format. So that's actually hidden. You actually have to find that, you know, click on targets, you'll see the bidding, and you have to actually customize bids per format.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, so actually, the Google rep reached out to me and was like, hey, like, if you make some adjustments here, you might be able to drive more volume. And I'm like, okay, wow, why'd you guys hide it? Right, So, you know, that was game-changing for us. You know, after I made the adjustments there, I said, hey, you know, I want to bid higher on TrueView, and I want to bid less on the other ones. That's when my daily views shot up, and we actually started getting conversions. You know, what I saw in terms of, you know, what I defined as traction was I saw 20 conversions from one of the groups, and you know, it was a pretty good cost per acquisition number that we're aiming for. It was actually half the target cost per acquisition number. Then I looked at that and I was like, wow, we're going to go all in on this. I'm going to pause everything else. Gotcha. And then that's when everything shot up.
Awesome. So just repeat again, what was that little thing that was hidden that sort of changed, you know, was a real game changer for this campaign?
Yeah. So when you go into YouTube advertising, if you're running any specific campaign, go and click on targets and then click on the link. I believe it's called customize bids per format. And then once you click that link, you're going to see a whole drop down of like these different ad formats that you can bid on and adjust the bidding for each of those.
Okay, cool. That is gold. That is gold. This is great. A lot of takeaways here and some very specific things that my listeners here can sort of take and test and implement in their own campaigns to see what works best for them, especially from a how to set up your targeting for YouTube ads. Eric, so this has been great. Where can people connect with you, and where can people also find Single Grain?
Yeah, you can go to www.singlegrain.com, and then my Twitter is Eric O. O is an orange, S-I-U. And then I do have a podcast as well. It's at growtheverywhere.com.
Growtheverywhere.com. We'll make sure to link all these links up in the show notes page. Eric, really appreciate you coming on today. Thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Rick.
Hey, by the way, if you haven't subscribed and left a rating and review for this podcast yet over on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you could do that. Subscribing means that you'll never miss an episode, and the more ratings and reviews that we have there on iTunes means the more people can find this podcast and thus help them grow their business through smart paid traffic strategies. So if you don't mind, pop on over to iTunes, enter the art of paid traffic in the search bar, and leave a quick rating and review for us. It literally only takes a matter of seconds, and really, really appreciate it. All right, coming up in the next episode, we're going to shift gears a bit and talk about retargeting. Chris Evans, who's the brains behind the paid traffic campaigns of several very successful online entrepreneurs, joins me to share what's working right now in the way of retargeting. Specifically, he shares a killer strategy that uses simple video that you need to be testing yourself in your own campaigns. That and more next on The Art of Paid Traffic. In the meantime, keep testing, and I will see you in episode number 10.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.